Divine, divine. Sometimes the closed door isn't punishment. It's protection from settling for less than what your vision was truly capable of becoming. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper rising with you on the Grow Rich Mastermind. We gather here to remind each other what's possible in this life and learning the foundation of what is required to create a life of freedom and abundance. Today is May 20th, 2026. And our enthusiastic host and the founder of this amazing call, Paul Hutchings, will be with us in just a moment. Paul Hutchings is a former call center cubicle worker who went from living in a 1984 single-wide trailer house to retiring debt-free in his early 40s. He has been a top producer in the home business profession since 2009, and he has co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. His main passion in business is to help lead the Freedom Crusade by inspiring and empowering others to achieve their financial goals and dreams in life. Now I want to hear from all of you, Freedom Crusaders, as I unmute the lines. Please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Oh,
yeah. Guys and family, it's Angela Mason in Northern California.
Thank you for those closed doors.
The E, the Y, the
X,
the Woe Man with the master plan.
Rita Joy, what's up?
Happy birthday, Rita Joy.
Happy birthday, Rita Joy.
Happy birthday, Rita Joy. Happy birthday to you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
We love you, Rita Joy.
Aww, yeah.
Love. I appreciate it. Appreciate love.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, too. Hope it's the best day ever.
It's the big 7-0, girls and boys. 70.
No way. No way.
70.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe it either. I'm shocked. I'm like, what? How
it's
did
amazing.
This happen?
Your age is going backwards.
Yes.
Last night, Mama said, are you 90? I said, no, I'm not 90. I said, you didn't have me when you were 6.
I love that. All right, everybody, the countdown is on.
There we go. Why would you
miss
this?
Why would you miss this?
I love you.
We love you too,
Lori
Sue.
Hey, happy birthday, Rita Joy. Happy love to everyone.
Come on, ask Miss Cut the Rug.
Let's go. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for all the protection.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the family, the community.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the maestro.
Yep.
Mine is from Idaho.
Are y'all ready?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind, Freedom Crusaders. It's another great day to be alive, and it's even more of a great day because it is the birthday of Rita Joy Gray. Happy birthday, Rita Joy. We love and appreciate you so much. Hope you make today as special as you are. I know that's probably impossible because you're pretty special. Nonetheless, hope you have a wonderful day. So thankful for you and the joy that you brought to me and this community and the music and the harmony and the soul and the love and the goodwill and the compassion and the wisdom and the inspiration for so many years now. Birthdays are an interesting thing. you know, Napoleon Hill, he said that he reached a point in his life where he started counting his age backwards. So every birthday he would go back a year and he would listen to the music of that age group in an effort to keep his mind young. Because as we all know, the power of suggestion is real. And when I read those words from him, I said, you know, that makes perfect sense. And so when birthdays would come around in my family, I would notice that everybody would have this obsession with, are you? Tell me the number. Tell me the number. And without much success, I've tried to convince my family to stop saying the number, but they just won't. so I got to just, you know, do it in my own way and try to delete the number from my mind, because I don't want to be counting that number every year as it goes by. I want to be young in heart. And I think, you know, Mama Elizabeth one time said something about how, I forget the way she phrased it, and it was perfect the way she said it because it was coming from her, but something about our eternal spirit, you know, our eternal spirit, the eternal spirit doesn't really get old with the conventions that we subscribe to here on this earth. You know, our spirit is eternal, youthful, vibrant, never deteriorating. I like those thoughts. So anyway, some things to think about on Rita Joy's birthday. But anyway, if you're here today, you are a person that is open-minded. I believe you are a person that is growth-oriented. You are a person that maybe has come to one of the grandest conclusions one can come to in life, in my opinion, and that is that you don't know everything. And what an awesome conclusion that is, you know, to realize that you have things to learn. And I'm in that same category. That's why I'm here, because I realize I have things to learn. And so we come here on this call to learn things. And learning is an interesting thing as well. Was it Leonardo da Vinci who said, you can't teach anyone anything, you can only help them discover it within themselves? And I think there's some truth to that. And because there's truth to that, when we learn, we maybe sometimes learn things that we didn't think we consciously knew, but it feels resonant to us in some way. It feels like, oh, that's true. You know, that feels true. And maybe that's what Leonardo da Vinci was talking about with that thought. So we learn things that seem consciously new to us, and they feel good, and they guide us and inspire us and educate us. And we also learn things in another way, and that is we hear things that we maybe had already heard at some point, but in hearing of them, we're reminded of their truth. I always think of the sun coming up every day, and I ask myself, would there ever be a moment where I would say, that gosh dang sun, it keeps coming up every day. I wish it would not. I wish it would just not come up today. I would never say that. And I don't think anyone on planet Earth would ever say that. And I think about that metaphor in relation to the truth. Is there ever a time where I'm going to say, stop saying that truth. I've heard it before. I don't want to hear it again. It drives me nuts. Don't say it again. No, if there's a great truth, usually we like hearing it again because it rings true to us. And we like the feeling of something ringing true. And I always think about that in relation to the fact that repetition is an important principle in one's own life leadership and also in the leadership of those who are on the journey with us. Things do need to be repeated. True things need to be repeated. And we've got to be comfortable with that repetition. And as we're teaching out in the world and whatever it is that we're doing, creating content, writing emails, doing what we can to lead and inspire, we have to remember that repetition is our friend. I know there's a disempowering thought that has come up for me and maybe has come up for you. They've already heard this before. I don't want to say this again. They've already heard this. Everybody knows this. Well, if truth should be repeated, then how can that be a good thought? You know, we've got to be willing to repeat truths over and over again for ourselves and those around us. Now, when we speak the truth, as far as we know it, we can indeed be creative in how we share those truths. And indeed, it is a good thing to be creative. You know, Ashley, I think of Ashley when I think of creativity and sharing truth. She's an artist, and she paints truth in color and in coloring books and in canvases and in pictures. And that's a creative way to share truth in a way that's different and unique. And I like that. I think it's a great example. Well, what if we're not a painter or an artist? We can share truth in song, like Christian and Rita Joy. What a great example of another unique way to share truth. I remember walking out of a concert one time, and the thought, and there, it was a concert, I think it was an Andy Grammer concert, actually, and there were all of these really great truths that I felt were, you know, true things sung in those songs, and the thought came to me, the only thing better than truth spoken is truth in song, and the only thing better than truth in song is truth lived out in one's life. But singing truth is a unique and interesting way to share things out into the world. Well, what if we're not a painter? What if we're not a singer? How do we share our unique perspective and spin on the truth? Well, we do it by being creative in story. We do it by being creative in how we express ideas. You know, it seems the same truth can show up in a million different stories. And so as we're paying attention to different stories and noticing the common thread of truth that weaves through them like a golden thread, we can grab different stories that illustrate the same truth, and that's a way to be different in the way that we share the truth. But I think it is a good thing to ask ourselves, how can we show up differently, especially if we're marketing? Because one thing we don't want to do in marketing is be perceived as the same as every other message out there in the world. Marketing does require that we do stand out a little bit in a unique and different way. And that's something to think about. One concept that's been on my mind recently is I've been working with Mr. Mike Hobbs on a very exciting project we're going to be talking about next week. Is this word called positioning angle? What's your positioning angle? And, you know, a positioning angle, simply put, is how are you uniquely beneficial to the people that you're serving in a way that leads back to what it is you offer? How are you uniquely different to the people you are serving in a way that leads back to your offer? And, probably a lot of different ways to look at this, but I think about my own story when I started off in that single-wide mobile home all those years ago, and I was promoting a business and products and growing a residual income, and I kind of stumbled into a little bit of a positioning angle, and the way I stumbled into it is I was struggling, and I wanted to have success, and I prayed one night because I was at the bottom of my rope hanging on. My grandma used to have a sign hanging in her farmhouse that said, when you come to the end of your rope, don't let go. So I was feeling like I wanted to let go. I was really, you know, after years of failure and struggle and I was jobless at the time, working in a call center cubicle, making $11 an hour, and my business was not working, no matter how hard I tried. And after this little prayer, I was inspired to begin a serious study of the book Think and Grow Rich. And I started studying that book and applying what it taught. And I had an inner transformation. And I said, you know what? Wow, this information is so powerful. This truth is so powerful. I want to continue to study it, and I want to invite others to study it with me, and maybe together we can make ourselves better, we can make the world better, we can stay inspired, we can build more freedom in the world. So way back when, I started this daily conference call while I was living in a single wide mobile home. In fact, I remember back in those early days, we were living in a trailer. So, you know, in a trailer house, the walls are thin. And so I would wake up 7 a.m. and I'm in my little office and I'm just yelling into the phone, you know, and my wife is trying to sleep and she couldn't sleep because I was speaking loudly throughout the house. And I remember one time my wife said that she had this dream where I had said, honey, I've got to go to, it was either Russia or China. And she was like, no, you can't go. I was like, honey, I have to go. The people over there need the laws of success. They need Think and Grow Rich. that's how much she heard, you know, in that trailer house while I was doing this conference call. But anyway, over the years, people would show up to this call where we come together to study laws of success and prosperity and talk about the power of the mind and the unlimited potential that we all have within ourselves. People would show up and I would go to these events, these company events. And I remember something weird happened. I was not expecting this, but I would go to these company events and people would speak me out and they would say, you're Paul? And I'm like, yeah, how's it going? Nice to meet you. And they would say, thank you so much for the Grow Rich call. That call has changed my life. Thank you so much. Here, I brought my copy of Think and Grow Rich. Could you please sign this for me? And I was like, sure. But I remember just being so surprised. Why would anybody want my autograph? You know, like, why? Why would they want that? And I realized that the call was making a difference for people. And I was hosting a call every day at the time, so it was me whose voice they came to know. But the principles, the truth that we were studying on this call was really shifting things for people and helping them to find inspiration where they felt like there was none, helping them to grasp that ray of light in that fog that had settled down over that portion of their life. And they grabbed onto that ray of light and they could move themselves forward. And so I think about that in the terms of positioning angle. I didn't really say to myself, what's my positioning angle? I got to start a conference call. But looking back, I realized that was a way that I was being different and standing out from the crowd and serving my market in a way that was uniquely beneficial to them. So that was one example of what you could call a positioning angle. And there are many ways to do this, but I think the important thing is we ask ourselves, how can we be beneficial to the people that we're serving in a way that is unique and different so we can stand out? One way to be uniquely different is to be consistent in your message in the home business profession. Which I'm familiar with, is be consistent. Most people are not consistent, but if you can be consistent, if you can be like the sun shining regularly for whatever period of, you know, whatever frequency of time you've committed to do your service and do it and do it and do it and do it and never stop doing it and doing it and doing it. And watch people leave and you're still doing it. Watch people come back and you're still doing it. Watch people quit and you're still doing it. Watch people join again and you're still doing it like the sun, consistent. Wow, that's a way to be uniquely different and beneficial to the people that you're serving. And one last thought on this uniquely different. Watch the messages that you see in social media and notice, you know, just kind of like be an observer and notice what's being said out there in the market. What are the messages that are being said that you are kind of noticing are the same and similar and everyone's saying the same thing? Because if you can get a sense for the sameness, then you can develop a taste for how to be different and how to stand out. And I think that's a good thing to think about in marketing. So anyway, I'm excited about the call, guys. Just sharing a few thoughts that are on my mind on Rita Joy's birthday. That makes today a different day. Yeah, we've got some good stuff to cover. And the goal of the call, if I haven't said it already, is to condition our minds for success. The mind must be conditioned, and the mind will be conditioned regardless of whether or not we choose to take charge of that conditioning. Society is conditioning it, conditioning our minds. The news is conditioning our minds. The media is conditioning our minds. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen recently how the government has been, you know, talking about aliens and UFOs and leaking little information out here and there. And you know, this isn't a call on UFOs, but you know what I think when I see that stuff? I mean, I have an open mind, but I think to myself, is this a psyop? Is this a psychological warfare that the government is waging against society in some way to keep us distracted, to keep us, you know, I think they do these things. I think people in power, they pull strings on our minds because they think we're puppets and they like to pull us here and pull us there and kind of keep us distracted. And, you know, if you don't think that's the case, there, read a book called Propaganda by Edward Bernays that came out decades ago. You know, propaganda, how do we control the mass mind? I mean, these ideas are in the consciousness. And I think back to a book I read a number of years ago called The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. Great book. Recommend the book. It's a big book. But he really kind of exposes the monetary system and the banking system. And that was one of the books that inspired me to get out of debt, because when I saw the underbelly of the beast, I said, I do not want to have anyone controlling me in that way. I want to be free. And I became really motivated to get out of debt because of the information in that book. But one of the things in that book that's interesting and relating to the UFO thing, and I'm really getting off track here, but I'm being different, right? This is a different call, which hopefully will be beneficial in some way. But one of the things in that book was G. Edward Griffin talked about this report called the Report from Iron Mountain, which was a study that was done on the ways in which society can be kept in line if there ever was a day when there was no war. Because the thought was, because there's the threat of war, it's easy to keep a society in line, a nation in line. You know, hey, we got this threat over here. Oh, we got to all come together, be together and rally together because we all got to fight against this enemy. So it was talking about how the threat of war has the tendency of keeping a nation kind of glued together. And so the report from Iron Mountain was like, how do we, you know, if we do eventually get rid of war, how do we do this? How do we keep people unified? And one of the concepts from that report was, well, we need another enemy that we can all rally together against. And one of the ideas that was floated out in that report from Iron Mountain was the threat of alien invasion, UFOs. So I'm not saying that I know what's going on. I'm just saying that through reading and seeing different ideas, when I see information coming at me in the market, like the UFO thing, I have to wonder, you know, is this a psychological operation? But anyway, how does that relate to what I was saying? The mind will be conditioned. The thoughts will be planted by companies, by governments, by the news, or, and I think this is a better way, by us and by the people that we choose to influence us. The people that we say, hey, I want Christian and Rita Joy's music of love and harmony and freedom and non-judgment. I want those ideas conditioning my mind. You know, I want Mike Hobbs' ideas conditioning my mind. Guy who was a military person and wanted to be free. A guy who was an introvert and wanted to have success in business. So somehow he found a way to do it. I want his ideas conditioning my mind and our own ideas, you know, the best ideas, like in the book we read yesterday, to become a citizen of another kingdom. What a great line from that book, The Science of Getting Rich. What does it mean to become a citizen of another kingdom? Who knows? But to me, part of it means in our own minds, we choose to elevate our consciousness to that of another kingdom. We choose to lift our thoughts above the ordinary and the mean and the gutter type thoughts that are easy to fill our minds with. The thoughts of failure, the thoughts of can't do it, the thoughts of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. You'll get rid of all those thoughts. And ask yourself, how would I think if I was a citizen of another kingdom? How would I think if I believed that I have a divine inheritance? How would I think if I believed that I have the light of God inside me, burning like a fire, guiding me forward out of my bed every day and into the world and into the lives and hearts and minds of other people? How would I think if I was fully committed to expanding my light out into the world as far as I possibly could? How would that look if I was a citizen of another kingdom? And we choose to condition our own minds in the way that's going to cause us to serve ourselves and others in the highest and best way. So this call is designed to support that. This call is not designed to tell you what to think. This call is designed to hopefully help us all discover how to think in the highest and best ways. And that is something to be excited about. So I'm excited. How about you guys? How are you feeling today? Are you excited to be live? Are you grateful for the gift of another day? If so, let us know as we unmute the lines right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you. You sound great. Angela, come on out and take us through our MVP SCF today.
All right. We get the power to think like we want to think. My growing family. I salute the divinity in you, my major definite purpose. It is now on or before, and I have in my possession, which has come to me from time to time over the interim. In return for this, I happily gave the most effective service in which I was capable of rendering in the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of a Freedom Crusader. I know that I have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It was awaiting transfer to me all along at the time and the proportion I delivered the service I intended to render in return for it. I am so grateful that I am receiving these plans by which to achieve these desires, and I am following these plans as they are received, and there's being more and more plans received. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I hear here and now promise to render such actions. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind are reproducing themselves outwardly into physical action and gradually transforming themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person that I am, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that amazing person. Third, I know that through the principles of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind is now seeking expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will continue to endeavor until I have developed self-sufficient confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built under truth and justice. Therefore, I only engage in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, and egotism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I have signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and I'm repeating it out loud at least twice a day with full faith that it is gradually influencing my thoughts and my actions so that I am an even more self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, I do ask for more riches and for more wisdom for to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and to direct my own mind and thoughts to whatever it is that I might desire in alignment with your will for my life, to prosper and to be in health, even as my soul prospers, according to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, in the divine name, amen, so be it. Back to you, my brother Paul, and I love you, my greatest family. Yes!
That's what I'm talking about. You are so uniquely beneficial to me, Angela. Amazing Johnson. Thank you so much. And friends of Freedom Crusaders, if you love and believe in Angela, let's let her.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys. So real quick, book of the month this month is The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. If you want to read something, recommend that book. Enemy of character to work on this month is fear. We're replacing that with faith. And if you want the document that Angela read for us, as well as some other amazing books that we study on this call, just get back with whoever invited you here today. Ask for the Mastermind Collection. They'll get that to you. And with that, let's jump into our reading. We're on page 116 of The Science of Getting Rich, and we'll jump right in. Well, as Waddle says, do not spend any time in planning as to how you will meet possible emergencies in the future, except as the necessary policies may affect your actions today. You are concerned with doing today's work in a perfectly successful manner and not with emergencies which may arise tomorrow. You can attend to them as they come. Do not concern yourself with questions as to how you shall surmount obstacles which may loom upon your business horizon unless you can see plainly that your course must be altered today in order to avoid them. No matter how tremendous an obstruction may appear at a distance, you will find that if you go on in a certain way, it will disappear as you approach it, or that a way over, under, through, or around it will appear. And I would say we can all confirm that that is true because we are all here. The fact that we are here means that every challenge we've had in the past has disappeared. We went over it, under it, through it, around it, however we did it, but we are here. So if that's true, then I think that means that what he's saying here will be true for all of our future challenges as well. No possible combination of circumstances can defeat a man or a woman who is proceeding to get rich along strictly scientific lines. No man or woman who obeys the law can fail to get rich any more than one can multiply 2 by 2 and fail to get 4. No anxious thought to possible disasters, obstacles, panics, or unfavorable combinations of circumstances. Give no anxious thought. There is time enough to meet such things when they present themselves before you in the immediate present, and you will find that every difficulty carries with it the wherewithal for its overcoming. Guard your speech. I'm going to say this one again for the people in the back. Guard your speech. Never speak of yourself, your affairs, or of anything else in a discouraged or discouraging way. I don't know if we all understand the power of this. A negative thought is not the best thing, but taking that negative thought and giving it physical form with your mouth so that it now becomes audible to yourself and others is even worse. You know, the mind conditioning. Think about this. The mind conditioning. Sometimes I might not feel the most positive, but I tell myself, dang, don't say it. Because it seems like we can really strengthen negative thoughts. I think thoughts are given way more power and vibration and piercing ability when we put them to voice. So we have to be careful about that. What does the Bible say? Life and death in the power of the tongue or something like that? You know, the tongue is like a rudder of a ship, a little thing that moves such mass. A lot of power there. Never admit the possibility of failure or speak in a way that infers failure as a possibility. Never speak of the times as being hard or of business conditions as being doubtful. I remember one time I said to myself, because here's the question that comes up a lot. Hey, Paul, how's business? How's business, Paul? You know what the answer is? Awesome. Business is awesome. It's amazing. What if I was making no money? Still awesome. Still amazing. How can that be true? How can that be true? Because we don't want to speak things that are not true. Well, goodness, if you're in a business, you've got something valuable to offer someone. You've got a reason to move forward. You've got potential before you. You've got the ability to profit today, tomorrow, and the future. You're exercising your role in a free enterprise system. Aren't those all things that are awesome and amazing? So even if you're not profitable yet, it's still awesome. Business is great. How's business for you? See how these words can really shape what happens in the future. But let's say someone says, how's business? You say, oh, man, I'm really struggling. Haven't found any customers yet. Haven't got any leads yet. Aww. Does that make people want to do business with you? Like, no. You're literally repelling business with your words and your energy if you do that. Never speak of the times as being hard or business conditions as being doubtful. Times may be hard and business doubtful for those who are on the competitive plane, but they can never be so for you. You can create what you want and you are above fear. When others are having hard times and poor business, you will find your greatest opportunities. Train yourself to think of and look upon the world as something which is becoming, which is growing, and to regard seeming evil as being only that which is undeveloped. Always speak in terms of advancement. To do otherwise is to deny your faith, and to deny your faith is to lose it. Quote Mr. Booker, he says, 1% doubt and you're out. I love that phrase. We want 100% faith. Never allow yourself to feel disappointed. You may expect to have a certain thing at a certain time and not get it at that time, and this will appear to you to look like a failure. You know, my major definite purpose, I had the date set for May 1st, and then I changed it to May 15th. because it wasn't done yet. And now it's May 20th. So guess what my major definite purpose is now, May 25th. So that's normal. It's normal for, you know, for us to not hit the exact date sometimes. Sometimes we might hit it. The lottery, hit the date. But a lot of times we don't. So you just move the date, but you never allow yourself to feel disappointed. You say, he says, but if you hold to your faith, you will find that the failure is only apparent. Go on in a certain way. And if you do not receive that thing, you will receive something so much better that you will see that the seeming failure was really a great success. A student of this science had set his mind on making a certain business combination, which seemed to him at the time to be very desirable, and he worked for some weeks to bring it about. When the crucial time came, the thing failed in a perfectly inexplicable way. It was as if some unseen influence had been working secretly against him. But he was not disappointed. On the contrary, he thanked God that his desire had been overruled and went steadily on with a grateful mind. In a few weeks, an opportunity so much better came his way that he would not have made the first deal on any account. And he saw that a mind which knew more than he knew had prevented him from losing the greater good by entangling himself with the lesser. That is the way every seeming failure will work out for you if you keep your faith, hold to your purpose, and have gratitude and do every day all that can be done that day, doing each separate act in a successful manner. When you make a failure, it is because you have not asked for enough. Keep on, and a larger thing than you were seeking will certainly come to you. Remember this. This quote came to me a month or so ago in my mind, this thought. It may take longer than you thought it would, but it will return more than you ever thought it could. That is how I feel my life and my business have been working out. It took longer than I thought it would, for sure. First year, no money. Next 2 years, not much better. A few $100 here and there. And then, as if by a stroke of magic, like Napoleon Hill says, when the riches begin to come, they come in such great quantities and in such great abundance that one wonders, where were they hiding during all those lean years? So it's returned more than I ever thought it could. And how much have I made? I don't know yet. Like Mike Hobbs says, hey, how much are you making? I don't know. I'm not done making it yet. What a good phrase that is, right? So more is on the way. The windows of abundance, the storehouses of abundance are opening all around us, and we have open arms ready to receive as we continue moving forward. You will not fail because you lack the necessary talent to do what you wish to do. If you go on as I have directed, you will develop all the talent that is necessary to do your work. It is not within the scope of this book to deal with the science of cultivating talent, but it is as certain and simple as the process of getting rich. However, do not hesitate or waver for fear that when you come to any certain place, you will fail for lack of ability. Keep right on, and when you come to that place, the ability will be furnished to you. The same source of ability which enabled the untaught Lincoln to do the greatest work in government ever accomplished by a single man is open to you. You may draw upon all the mind there is for wisdom to use in meeting the responsibilities which are laid upon you. Go on in full faith. Study this book. Make it your constant companion until you have mastered all the ideas contained in it. While you are getting firmly established in this faith, you will do well to give up most recreations and pleasure and to stay away from places where ideas conflicting with these are advanced in lectures or sermons. Do not read pessimistic or conflicting literature or get into arguments upon the matter. Spend most of your leisure time in contemplating your vision, in cultivating gratitude, and in reading this book. It contains all you need to know of the science of getting rich, and you will find all the essentials summed up in the following chapter. So that's it. That's the reading. I'm going to open the lines. But on the topic of argument, he says, don't get into arguments with people on the matter. I always remember my grandpa used to say, if you find yourself arguing with a fool, be sure the other fellow is not similarly engaged. So anyway, keep in mind this is not a company-specific call. Please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. And let me get the lines in the right. are 6 and first. Come on out. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Paul, it's Albie.
Albie!
Hey, what's going on?
Good to hear you.
Thank you, Paul. I just wanted to say the whole thing you were talking about sharing, you know, negative feelings or sharing like kind of you're feeling maybe disappointed in yourself or disappointed in your day or bringing those negative feelings into you, your talk about yourself really, really has been like such a it's very powerful in a negative way. I mean, it's really, really destroys you. And I just want to say thank you for bringing it up, for mentioning it today, because it's like it's something that has affected my life really greatly. And it's like only recently, you know, that I've actually taken a hold of that. And I appreciate you talking about it. It really needs to be talked about. So thank you. Thank you, Paul. And great, great talk, by the way, this morning. It was really awesome. Love it.
Well, like Bob Proctor said, I have license to brag because none of this stuff is mine. It was the reading. But you're an example, Albie. I would never imagine that you had a challenge with that, because every time I ever hear you say anything, it's always positive and filled with good energy and complimentary and uplifting. And I want to really thank you for that, because it's a huge influence. And you're like a breath of fresh air, really. So thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you, Paul. You made me blush.
All right. Star 6 through 6, come on out.
Hey, Paul, Robin Hack.
Hey, Robin. Good to hear your voice.
Hello, everyone. I just love this call. You have no idea. I'm on here every day, but don't come out all that often. But I just wanted to say how you're talking about God's fire in you and waking up, but that just is so important. And I'm reading a book. I read many books, but one is Your Greater is Coming, and it has so many stories of all these people that have just been down and out, and then with their faith, their life turns around. And it's so easy to talk about, you know, just think great thoughts and what you think about you bring about, but it's the hardest thing for us all to just keep that on a daily basis and just stop those negative thoughts, like Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule. Just 5 seconds, get rid of that thought. But it's so such a practice, and I just got to say, being on this call helps every day to do that. And we all need that support every day, because everybody has negative thoughts. I don't care if you're Elon Musk or Steve Jobs, you know, we all have those. And so it's just so important to be on top of this and just be reading the right books and staying on track. So thank you for helping me always.
Oh, thank you, Robin. That means a lot. It really does. Makes me feel like we're doing good work in the world and making a difference. And you've helped with that so much over the years with your support and encouragement and the things that you've shared. So thank you, Robin. And I agree with everything that you said.
Hey, Paul, Brett Hudson.
What's up, Brother Brett?
What up, Paul? Man, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Too blessed to be stressed, my friend. Too blessed to be stressed.
I love it.
Yeah, I love what you shared, because, you know, I love the saying, everything I personally have ever let go of has claw marks in it, knowing full well when I let go, it's always something better. It might not be what I thought, but I have to admit, it's always something better. And so I don't know why, you know, I have a tendency to hold on to things a lot longer than I should, but it's funny what you just read, you know, when you know, where do they all come from? You know, you're working all hard all those years, and then all of a sudden it just opens up. You're in what I call flow, right? Just flow. It's just unbelievable how when it opens up and you're in that flow, that state of mind that, like, it seems like you can't do any wrong. And when the wrong comes up, it just seamlessly either a solution comes right behind it, or it just dissipates. So I love being in flow. It's not not always easy to get into a flow, but it's nice when you're in a flow. So back to you, Paul.
It is so nice when you're in a flow, and I know exactly what you mean. Thank you, Brett. Love hearing you, man. Too blessed to be stressed. I'm still on that line. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Good morning, Paul. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Wednesday.
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much. And how about you?
Well, now you know I'm going to say I'm amazing no matter what. So
yes,
I'm amazing.
You are.
Thank you for that.
Well, I love this topic. It's been it's definitely within every conversation we have on this call and the readings that we read within Napoleon Hill and Wallace D. Wattles. And so something I think was more of an aha moment for me, believe it or not, after, 15 years here with you and then before that in personal development, to come and say, wow, this really works. However, so I want to give everyone a little exercise. I think I can do it within my time frame. And that is to create your own personal identity contract. So what is that? It's an I am statement. And you put in at least three things that you want to become. It's really all about who are you becoming. So here's an example. I am a powerful, spiritual, loving leader or person or entrepreneur or whatever it is you are wanting to become. Now, you may all say, oh, yeah, you know, it's another affirmation. Yeah, I am. That's really good. I know that's supposed to be good. So here is the thing. It's what to do with your I am statement. So here are five suggestions, but you need to do at least one of these and be consistent for the next 30 days. So you can design a Canva image or ask ChatGPT to help you with colors and fonts and images that represent your identity shift. Number two, you can add it to your phone wallpaper. Maybe put it in the lock image position so every time you look at your phone, you're reminded. Or you print it out and place it around your space, mirror, refrigerator, desk, in your car, everywhere, a light switch. Number four is post it in WhatsApp groups where you may be part of. So you're sharing it, you're being accountable to do it, so maybe in the Facebook group. Or ultimately, say it out loud, and we know that works the best. Say it out loud five times a day for the next 30 days. And the realization, my aha moment was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. I know about all that, right? But it was the post-it notes that I kept finding that I finally decided, okay, they tell me I'm supposed to put it on post-it notes, put it out all over the house, in the car, wherever. I'm going to do that. Well, within a week, my brain, again, we know that the brain only knows what you tell it. And we talked about what are we saying to ourselves? What do we say to ourselves when we talk to ourselves, right? What are we telling ourselves? And if these are things that you want to become, you need to convince your brain that is who you are. So you just constantly say that I am statement. This is your contract as to who you want to become. But within a week, I began to feel like that person I want to become. And not only that, it gives you the power, the energy, the motivation to say, I can do this. I am that person. I can do this. You've started to convince yourself that you are all those wonderful things you've put into your contract. So I just want to encourage you to do this. It works. Don't be resistant. And if you're resistant, if you're saying something's holding you back and, oh, I don't want to do that, that's not going to work, that's all the more reason you need to do this, because I even found this to be such a powerful exercise. So that's my thoughts for today. I just had to share because it was surprisingly working for me. So back to you, Paul.
I love it, Jesse. You reminded me of Robert Dilse's neurological levels or neurological levels of change, identity, beliefs and values, capabilities, behaviors, environment. And, you know, if you can imagine a lever, where would be the place in that list that you can apply the most leverage? It's absolutely at the identity level. They say that a change at a higher level automatically cascades down, but a change at a lower level rarely ripples up. So they can all change, but at that identity level, that's a global effect. It cascades everywhere. So powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Jeff. Tire 6 is next. Come on out.
Hey, Paul. It's Elby.
Yes, sir.
I just had one thing more to say. And, you know, I absolutely love what Jesse just shared and you just right now. That was fantastic. Wow. I just had a kind of epiphany right now as I was listening to everybody. And after I shared something, it was like, hold on, there's something really valuable I got to share with you guys. So, you know, I've always thought of myself as a very honest person. And I realized that, especially when I was with people that I looked up to, I would share my honest opinion of myself or, you know, what I was doing right or what I was doing wrong. But I mixed no faith with it. I would mix faith with it sometimes with myself, sometimes in my inner talk. But when I was confronted with dealing with people, I would say it as it is, how I thought, like, you know, quote unquote, as it is, right? But as it is may have no faith inside of it. and exactly what Jesse was saying was like, I was not sharing the I am this thing with you. I was sharing my quote unquote honest overview of myself with you, not the faith-driven, this is who I am becoming version of myself with people. And it was in the name of honesty that I was moving forward with that very negative viewpoint of myself. And I just wanted to share that because it was such an insight to me, because it was like very deceptive, because, you know, honesty is the truth, so to speak. But it's also very, very much engaged in perspective, because, you know, talking about being of beings that are honest, you know, you always think of God as being honest, right? But God sees you for who you can become. He sees the ego in you, not the chicken, right? So if you are viewing yourself as the chicken, you're not being very honest with who you are supposed to become. So anyway, I just thought that was should be mentioned.
Super powerful. Thank you so much, Elby. Yeah, that's a little trick, a little pitfall that we can sometimes fall into out of good intentions. So I love that.
Yeah.
Fill it with
faith. Thank you, Paul.
Be honest, but fill it with faith. Connect it to the future. Connect it to what hasn't happened yet, but is happening because you're doing A or B, or you've got this plan to, you know, improve here and, you know, state it from where you're at to where you're going, you know, like connect it to the next step.
Yes.
Great thought.
Yeah. And you know what Jesse said too is really important too, you know, like actually changing. I think what she said was so valuable. It was unbelievable. I loved it. And that's such a great work forward, you know?
Yeah. Like Jim Rohn used to say, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. And he's just like, so if you're broke, you might just say, I'm broke, but I don't know if that's a good. I don't know if that's the good thing. You might say, "Yeah, I'm broke right now, but I'm sick of it, and I'm not taking it anymore, and I'm doing something about it. And here's what I'm doing to change it. That's better
right.
than I'm broke. Period. You know? Love it. All right, Star Six is next. Come on out.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it on me. Lay it on me, Minister Christian.
Yes, Brother Paul. It's the best day ever with you on the call, Brother Paul. Love you all. I started my timer because I got a lot on my plate, and I don't want to go over, but happy birthday, Rita Joy, my love. Thank you for being born. Thank you, Mama Jody. You're there, too. Thank you for having Rita on this special day. And we're going to keep moving forward, and we're moving into the best times of our life. You know, you came on talking about this call, Paul, and what it means to me is community. You know, it means that someone was able to say, hey, this is not the guy that they had unlawfully locked up in Las Vegas trying to get 25 years in prison. This community vouched for me. For me, it's priceless to have people that know you. Not saying that you would ever go out and protest. But if somebody asks you about somebody, me or whatever, you have something that you know you can say truthfully, and that is the help. It takes a village, I believe. Even more so today, because I saw these videos about the military hiring PSYOP people, and you were talking about PSYOP. And so I just want us to understand that we can do a positive PSYOP on ourselves. Like, we can control the things that are happening. And when I looked up the word as we were talking about it, it says a planned military government campaign designed to influence the emotions, reasoning, and behavior of a targeted audience. In broader slang, the term is casually used to describe any situation where someone is manipulated amid spreading misinformation. And it started in the military government, how they would use they call it a form of psychological warfare dealing with other countries. It's not just bullets and guns and smoke. You know, it's real digital too. In fact, it would even say the advances that we have come from war. They come from the military. That's when a lot of things come up. But the purpose was to, you know, for the U.S. Army psychological operations to do their thing and just be able to sway the opinions of the adversary in the way that they do it through the PSYOP. So what I've seen is a lot of this happening today. And what I'm seeing is that there's creating different timelines where people are feeding into different beliefs. So to have a belief in principle-centered leadership, where we lead ourselves first, we stick with the principles, and we just do what's right. So in closing, I had to read this. I had to come up with this, Paul, because, you know, yeah, I'm a Buddhist, but I love truth. And out of the New King James Version, it said the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And my alarm's going off. Let me finish this, please. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts and wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with preparation, getting ready, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oh, you did lay it on us, Minister Christian. I love you, brother, and that is a perfect place to end the call. Let's get out there, take action, go for our dreams, ladies and gentlemen. Bring out that inner fire that you've got inside. Unleash your potential. Release the limits. Live loud in the best way possible out into the world today. And we hope to hear you back here tomorrow morning on the Grow Rich Mastermind. Take care and bye for now.
Thanks, Paul.
A bright future is mine to make. This present moment I will change to move forward. Keep moving forward. I'm looking forward. Keep moving forward. To all my brothers and sisters and everyone around the world,
yeah.